yours, Dubers.
Homer, you promised.
I promised I wouldn't eat? Never. You lie.
Homer, please. We've never thrown a party. Now we're going to pay back all the friends who've invited us to their homes.
Never thrown a party? What about that big bash we had with all the champagne and musicians and holy men and everything?
That was our wedding.
Oh.
Children, it's time for you to go to bed.
But, Mom, I want to hear the witty banter of sophisticated adults.
Yeah, you can't have any fun in bed.
Oh, son, when you're older, you'll know better. Oh, baby. Yeah.
Oh, they're here. How does everything look?
How do I look?
Do we have enough glasses?
Do we have enough gag ice cube?
Homer, put a record on.
What are all their friends' names again?
Children, go. It's not
unusual. Hi, Homer, how are you?
Please, come in.
You're looking swell. And the house, you've done...
Thank you. Come in, please.
Whatever. Hey, anybody mind if I serve as bartender? You know, I have a PhD in mixology.
College boy.
Hey, Homer, care to try some of my Flanders Planters punch?
Why not? I'd pay for it. Hey, Flanders, next time, why don't you put a little alcohol in it?
Oh, contraire, Simpson. It has three shots of rum, a jigger of bourbon, and just a little dabaroo of creme de cassis for flavor.
Really? Well, I do have a warm sense of well-being, and I seem to be slurring my speech. You're right. Give me another.
Homer, go easy on the alcohol. Remember last year at the Winfields party when you threw up in the laundry hamper?
No.
Look.
Hi, you're Homer's sister-in-law, right? I remember you, but I don't remember you being so beautiful. Oh, hey! Oh, is that a new kind of mace? Really painful.
Oh, Dr. Hibbert! Enjoying your party?
No, not really. Someone seems to have slipped one of those novelty ice cubes with a fake fly in my drink.
It was me. You fell for it.
Homer, these novelty ice cubes are often made from highly toxic chemicals. Ironically, a real fly would have been much more sanitary.
You should see the look on your face. It's priceless. Bert, come over here.
What?
You little monkey. You're a little monkey, are you?
Yes, sir.
Bert, do that thing you do that's so cute.
What?
That thing you know how to do.
What?
Go to bed. Hey, everybody! Whoa. Look, I'm the funniest guy in the world!
Oh. Oh, you're the king!
I've been wanting to tell you off for years, but I never had the nerve.
I don't know you. My wife and your wife are friends. We met just 3 hours ago.
You stink! You and your whole lousy operation stinks! I quit!
Don't quit.
All right, then. Could you give me a handful of peanuts? Maud.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Not those peanuts.
Oh?
The ones at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I had a wonderful time.
I must apologize for my husband.
If you want him to live through the night, I suggest you roll him onto his stomach.
Thank you, I will, Dr. Hibbert. Thanks for coming.
Remember, I said if.
I have never been so embarrassed in my life.
Why? What'd you do?
Mark!
Huh?
Come here.
Where are we going?
Shh. I want to make sure the kids don't hear. When I was young, I always hated knowing my parents were fighting.
They're fighting in the car again.
That music always sends a chill down my spine.
Homer, do you remember the way you acted at the party last night?
The way I acted?
So I said I must get out of these wet clothes and into a dry martini.
Well,
you puppy. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, good Lord, there's a fly in my drink.
I put it there.
You did?
I slipped it into your glass as a gag.
Pure
hilarity. Pure Homer.
I pronounce it to be the most whimsical jape of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Homer, I like to think that I'm a patient, tolerant woman and that there was no line you could cross that could make me stop loving you. But last night, you didn't just cross that line, you threw up on it.
I'm sorry, honey. Can't we just forget and go to church?
I'm going to church alone today. You're going to stay here and explain to Bart why you scarred him for life.
No, I didn't. Oh, you mean inside, don't you? How about last night? You might have noticed Daddy acting a little strange, and you probably don't understand why.
I understand why. You were wasted.
I admit it. I didn't know when to say when. I'm sorry it happened, and I just hope you didn't lose a lot of respect for me.
Dad, I have as much respect for you as I ever did or ever will.
Aww.
Now, before I give you all a sneak preview of next week's sermon, I have some announcements to make. We have some new pamphlets available in our church news rack, including Bible Battlers, Satan's Boners, Good Grief, More Satan's Boners, and for the teens, It's Not Cool to Fry in Hell.
Marge.
I'm sorry, the Lord and I can't compete with the squeaking of Homer Simpson shoes. Why don't we just put everything on hold until he takes a seat?
Sorry, Reverend.
Sit down, Homer. Mrs. Lovejoy and myself will be holding our third annual marriage retreat next weekend at Catfish Lake. It's psychological counseling for couples whose marriages are hanging by a thread or those just in need of a tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wish to participate, please sign up in the lobby after the service is over. Will the Simpsons be attending our little retreat?
Oh, well, it's very tempting. Really a wonderful idea. Marge! What are you doing? Are you insane? No! Give it a dad! Go!
We'll be there!
Go! Marriage Encounter Weekend, here I come.
Now you want to go?
They're holding it at Catfish Lake. They couldn't call it Catfish Lake if it didn't have a catfish in it.
We're going to this retreat to give our marriage a tune-up, and that's all. No fishing.
Oh.
Oh, that must be the babysitter. Hello, I'm Mrs. Simpson.
Simpson.
Come back for more, eh?
What?
Oh, my. Where are we supposed to get a sitter on such short notice?
Oh, dear. If we can't find a babysitter, we can't go. Well, what a kick in the teeth.
What do you need a babysitter for? I'm almost 10 and a half.
Mom, you wouldn't dare.
Don't take that tone with me, young lady. I'll give you a taste of the back of my hand.
No, you don't.
Grandpa?
Hey, yo, what?
Grandpa, could you do something?
I can dress myself.
Oh. Well, I was wondering, do you think you could babysit the kids this weekend? I wouldn't ask, except I'm desperate.
Oh, sure. Last resort. Oh, Grandpa the Phoebe, the guy who can't be counted on for nothing, know-how, gagnabbit. Everyone against me. I'll do it.
Marge, just putting a few last things in the trunk.
Now, if Maggie runs a fever, you call this number. If she sticks her finger in an electrical socket, call this number. And if she drinks pine cleanser, call this.
Just give me that list. I can read.
All right, all right. Goodbye, children. And behave yourselves. Call this number if Grandpa falls in the bathtub.
I heard that.
Goodbye.
Grandpa, Mom was in such a hurry, she forgot to give you this. It's a list of the things Lisa and I can and can't do.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You're allowed to smoke cigars.
Pete.
Ooh, better get some gas. Fill her up. Oh, I guess I'll go and stretch my legs.
Where are you headed?
Catfish Lake.
Oh, after General Sherman, are you?
Well, wait a minute. Who's General Sherman?
He's only the biggest catfish in these parts.
Oh, yeah?
They say he weighs upwards of 500 pounds.
Well, who says that?
They do.
Oh.
Yeah, that there's the only known picture of the general. Can't see what he is exactly. He's freakishly big, though.
Gentlemen, I am going to catch General Sherman.
Ooh. Oh, my.
After the supermarket, we'll go to the video store, grab a Krusty Burger, and head for the arcade.
Bart. Grandpa's a kindly old man who trusts us. Are you sure it's right to take advantage of him?
Lise, in these crazy, topsy-turvy times, Who's to say what's right or wrong? But right now, my gut's telling me, bleed Gramps dry.
Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Simpson. Welcome.
Hello, Reverend. We're glad we could come. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Marge.
Why, Homer Simpson. Here to give your marriage a little spit shine?
None of your business, Flanders. Reverend, are we going to get a chance to do any fishing?
Oh, I'm afraid not. A marriage can't be reconciled in a few hours, Homer. It takes a whole weekend to do that.
Oh.
We must bait our hooks with honesty. That way a happy marriage won't be the one that got away.
I see. I also understand bowling expressions.
Ah, three couples, our best turnout yet. Why don't we go around the room and everyone can introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about why they're here. John, Gloria?
My name's Gloria. I'm here because Johnny Boy hasn't been able to cut it man-wise for some time. Not that I'd want his odor of gin and sour defeat pressed against me.
That's enough, Gloria.
Thank you, Gloria. John, why don't you tell us a little about why you're here?
She never cooks. She keeps a filthy house and she talks profanely. She's the queen of the harpies.
No, I'm
queen
not.
Of the harpies.
No, I'm not.
Here's your crown, your majesty.
Get
right.
away from
queen
me.
Queen of the harpies.
Come to the right place. First, I want you to look into each other's eyes.
Your eyes. I've forgotten how beautiful they are.
Let's never fight again.
We were fools to argue.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk at all!
Remember my saving your lives and bringing you happiness when we pass the collection plate next week. All right. Ned, Maud, what brings you here?
Well, go on, Nettie.
Sometimes Maud, God bless her, she underlines passages in my Bible because she can't find hers.
Oh, lucky you don't keep guns in the house.
Homer, why are you here?
Oh, because I got drunk and looked down her dress.
No, Homer. Marge is going to tell us all your faults. Why don't you tell us about hers?
Oh, she's perfect.
Come on, Homer, what are her faults?
Well, sometimes they can be annoying.
Homer. Now, Marge, don't interrupt. You'll get your turn.
I'm done.
Okay. Marge?
Well, it's not that I don't love the guy. I'm always sticking up for him. It's just that he's so self-centered.
Wait! Oh!
Now, Homer.
He forgets birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, both religious and secular. He chews with his mouth open. He gambles. He hangs out at a seedy bar with bums and lowlifes.
It's true. It's all true.
Homer, don't interrupt.
Sorry.
He blows his nose on the towels and puts them back in the middle.
I only did that a couple of times.
Half a gallon of chocolate, yep. Half a gallon of chocolate brownie fudge, yep. Half a gallon of chocolate chip.
Yep.
Did your mom really write that shopping list?
Grandpa, what a question.
Was Nestle.
Sprinkles and syrup.
Hey, Grandpa, aisle six and step on it.
All right, but put out that cigar.
He drinks out of the carton. He never changes the baby. When he goes to sleep, he makes chewing noises. And when he wakes up, he makes honking noises. Oh, and he scratches himself with his keys. I guess that's it. No, wait. He kicks me in his sleep, and his toenails are too long and yellow. That's all I can think of right now. I guess you're all tired, and I want to thank you for letting me get some things off my chest.
Oh.
Well, we've missed the luau. What say we call it a night?
But, Captain, I can't avenge my partner's death with this pea shooter.
I don't want to hear it, McBain. That cannon of yours is against regulations. In this department, we go by the book.
By book.
Oh, baby,
you know, kids, it's getting pretty late.
Yeah, you should go to bed, Grandpa. We've had a big day.
No, you wise guy, little smarter.
It's no use kidding myself. I'm having an ethical crisis.
Out of five. Catch General Sherman at 5:30. Keen him at 6. Eat him at 6:30. Back in bed by 7 with no incriminating evidence. The perfect crime.
Homer, you're sneaking out to go fishing. I can't believe your selfishness. You can go fishing any time, but we're here trying to save our marriage. You're thinking about fishing even while I'm talking right now, right?
Could this be a good time to be honest?
Yes.
You're right, I am. Help me, Marge. What do I do to be a good guy?
Get back in bed.
Oh, all right. But I can't sleep. Can I take a walk?
Sure.
Gotta be a good husband. Gotta be a good husband. Gotta be a good husband. Hey, kid, you forgot your...
Go on.
head general servant. Waste your strength, you big ugly catfish. I got a still had a stick of feather with your name on it.
Hmm? Hmm? Homer?
No! Hmm? Hmm. Sugar?
Yes, 10, please.
Hey, Grandpa, top me off.
Are you sure your ma let you kids drink coffee?
For the last time, yes!
Come on, give up!
Huh?
Hey, Milhouse, big blowout of Cassidy Simpson. The only adult is frail and old.
Bart's joint. Two-ish. Be there, be square.
Tell my friends. All right, but I got some pretty funky friends.
All right. I get out at noon, and I'm already invited to a party.
Now, this is a trust exercise. You fall backwards and rely on your spouse to catch you.
Do I have to do this?
No, even if your husband were here, I wouldn't recommend it. Marge, as a trained marriage counselor, this is the first instance where I've ever told one partner that they were 100% right. It's all his fault, and I'm willing to put that in a certificate you can frame.
Over there! Send the word over there! And he ain't back on me!
Okay, fish. You're probably wondering why I'm still here. Catching you will make me the most famous fisherman there is. Right up there with that, that bald guy in a cable fishing show.
Whoa! Holy mackerel!
Milhouse, good to see you, pal. What's happening, man?
Cherry party, Bart. Any chicks over 8?
Not yet, but the afternoon is young. Lisa, what's wrong?
Isn't it obvious? We've degraded ourselves and set back the children's rights movement for decades to come.
You're great at a party, Lisa. Really great.
Hey, you! No! Shut the door! Stop it! Put that away! No! Stop! Oh! Ow! You young hellion! You want me to take off my belt?
Yeah.
All right, I'll show you. Got it! I love you! But I must kill you!
Yeah, take care, man. Hey, thanks for coming. Hey, nice tie, Nelson.
Oh, thanks. It's your dad's.
I tried to be a good babysitter, but I failed. I'm a thief. A useless old worn out.
Lisa, I have this strong, unpleasant feeling I've never had before.
It's called remorse, you vile, burlesque, irrepressible youth.
Well, how do you make this feeling go away?
You grab a bucket and a brush and clean harder and faster than you ever have before.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, 'cause I am the champion of the world. Uh-oh. Hi, honey. How's the marriage retreat going?
We came to this retreat because I thought our marriage was in trouble, but I never for a minute thought it was in this much trouble. Homer, how can you expect
Bart,
me to believe?
Bart, you don't know what this fish means. This fish represents a better life for both of us. This fish makes me a champion and a hero.
No!
To those weirdos in the worm store.
All this fish represents is just how selfish you are.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll do it back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Watch!
Whoa. I did it. I gave up fame and breakfast for my marriage. I fought it for 6 hours. She says one word and I toss it back.
And you're telling me our marriage is in trouble? Come here, baby.
Oh, Homer.
We're back.
How's your marriage?
Same as usual. Perfecto mundo.
Oh, my. The house looks wonderful. Grandpa, what's your secret?
Pretending to cry.
That's right. You heard me. Pretending to cry. I can turn it on and off like a faucet. Oh, I'm crying. I'm so sad.
Way to go, Grandpa. We'll never trust another old person.
I fooled you. So long, suckers.
Yeah, General Sherman. They say he's 500 pounds of bottom-dwelling fury, don't you know? No one knows how old he is, but if you ask me, and most people do, he's 100 years if he's a day.
And no one's ever caught him?
Well, one fella came close, went by the name of Homer. 7 feet tall he was, with arms like tree trunks, and his eyes were like steel, cold and hard. Had a shock of hair, red like the fires of hell. We'll be right back.